Hey guys, I'm Laura.
And I'm Anna.
And welcome back to your weekly dose of relatable content,
questionable advice,
lots of laughs,
and as always, girl vibes only.
Hi everyone, welcome back to Girl Vibes Only. I'm Laura.
And I'm Anna.
And it has been a little bit, but yeah. We are here.
We took another hiatus.
No, as we mentioned in, I think, the Obsessions episode, We are going to be kind of sporadic with this. We got a lot going on, and usually we don't record in the summer.
Yeah.
Because we have a lot going on, but we didn't want to make our hiatus
a year long.
Even longer than it already
it's
was.
Been 2 weeks.
Yeah, it hasn't been that long. Yeah. But still, it feels longer because...
Yeah. Well, because we also record, we pre-recorded that.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's been a minute. Hey guys.
Hey.
How's your 2 weeks been?
I feel like we need to acknowledge that we're recording this on a very special day.
It is a special day.
So you guys are going to get this.
Oh my gosh.
Couple days later, but Today is Taylor Swift Friday.
It is July 7th when we're recording this, so this is the re-record release, or the release of the re-record,
yes,
of Speak Now,
Taylor's version with 6 from the Vault songs, but yeah. I heard
so we haven't
get more.
We haven't discussed this yet.
No, we haven't.
I came over, you know, like 3 hours ago. We haven't talked about this yet.
I know, so we can
although
have fresh reactions.
I have to point out, I think you were in Taylor Swift merch the last time I was
here.
I feel like I mentioned it.
Yeah.
Were you in that this t-shirt?
It might have been the same t-shirt.
I love in my mom era.
Yes. I wear this t-shirt.
So cute.
Well, so it was supposed to thunderstorm today.
Right.
And these are like my comfy clothes.
Yeah, of course.
So I was like, ooh, same. I'm gonna wear comfy.
That's
like I would wear that out. Your shirt.
I'm wearing
shorts and
okay,
a,
but your top.
Okay, yeah, but it's a
she's
t-shirt.
Wearing a bunch of gold necklaces, looks
well,
so cute.
I
gold
just
earrings.
Need, I need some
a stuff. Tight cream beige shirt. It looks fabulous. And she said these are her comfy clothes.
I need some sort of accessory.
Okay.
I went and got my nails done more.
So you have to dress up for that?
I'm not dressed up. But no, so yeah, it's Taylor Swift Friday.
Yes.
We're very excited about it.
Yeah.
So what have your thoughts been? Did you stay up last night?
I didn't.
Okay.
I didn't stay up.
I mean, makes sense.
Yeah.
I just have nothing better to do. So like I was already up binging
if
Kardashians.
If I knew I was going to have to sleep. Oh, Ted Lasso.
I know.
Amazing.
I know.
If I wasn't going to have to wake up at 5 a.m., maybe I would have.
Yeah.
But
that's the thing. I sleep till 8:30. So.
Yeah.
Oh. I'm sorry.
I missed those days.
I could tell that one cut deep. I'm so sorry.
It does cut deep. Yeah, no, I did not wait up. But first thing this morning.
Yes,
okay. I listened. I feel like I have not. Usually I listen a few times through by now. I want to say I've only listened once fully through and then a couple re-listens.
I have listened to the original album, like original songs,
mm-hmm,
a million times today. And then I've listened to, I think, the new 6 songs all the way through once.
From
and then
the
I've
songs.
Just gone, yeah. And then I've just gone back to re-listen to the ones that I like.
Okay. Yeah.
But we have some things to discuss, though, because there's like a lot to discuss. A
couple changes.
The number one I wanted to talk about, because I was talking about this with the guy that I'm currently seeing this morning, because I had to go on a whole rant about it.
He had to explain the Taylorverse.
Well, he was like, how is the release?
Yeah.
Like, how was staying up
I
for the release?
I appreciate that he's
he
asking.
He was like, I'm sorry I couldn't stay up for this one. I'm like, listen, I got it. It's fine. So he was like, what are your thoughts? And so my number one beef, other than that, I really have no issues, is the lyric change.
It better than Revenge.
Yeah. Because this is my thing. Okay. So if you guys don't know, the lyric used to read, she's better known for the things that she does in the mattress.
Oh, just such a good line.
It is an iconic line.
It is
iconic.
So good.
And the whole song. And so she changed it to, he was a moth.
And she was like
and
a
she
flame.
Hold the matches.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hold on. It was like, hold on.
Yeah, the exact
let me go
line.
Back in my text messages because I quoted the exact lyric because I was so, you know, when I went on my rant, He was a moth to the flame. She was holding the matches.
That's it. Yeah.
Not nearly as fun was my direct quote after that. This is my thing.
Accurate. Yes.
Is I get her whole, like, obviously Miss Swift is a feminist and we love that. And her whole thing is like the double standards, like a woman is a bitch, a guy's a boss, you know, the whole slut whore, that whole thing. But my thing is, the whole song is about a girl who your boyfriend cheated on you with and she stole your man. I'm sorry, in that situation, you're allowed to call her a slut. Yeah. You are all and rights that reserved.
Is nice, and that's why it's such a good line, because that's like the nicest way to call someone out.
Exactly.
In the most iconic, like, cunning way.
Yes.
It's just so great.
And it just rhymed so well. And so
I know.
I'm a little annoyed about the change. I get what she's trying to do, but it's such an iconic line. I would argue the most iconic line in that song.
Yeah.
Like, that's the part of that song that I'm like, she's be-. Like, that's the part that you scream.
That you scream.
It's the best. So I have made the firm decision that I'm keeping the lyric.
Well,
when I sing it, every time I've sung I've oversang and sang the original lyric.
Well, it's just kind of like the same thing that pops up with Picture to Burn.
Yeah. Okay. So I was going to get into that on my kind of, but I was like, he doesn't fucking care. Yeah. So like, let's end the rant here. But yeah, same thing. Yeah. Which, like, you know,
for those who don't know, that line is a little bit more.
It is. That I get more.
Polarizing, I guess. Let's also some context, which doesn't really mean anything, but this was her very first album. Yes. She was 15.
TS1.
Yeah, like 15, 16 years old when the song came out. And she was probably 14.
It was just a different time.
It was. But she basically, in the song, the line is, I'll go and tell all your friends that you're gay.
And what's the new one? What's the
I'll go and tell your friends and they'll hang on, I'm gonna look it up because I can't remember.
It was a switch. And I get that switch again, people still will go on to YouTube to find the original because again, iconic. And that's the thing, is I think Taylor Swift has been so adopted by the LGBTQIA plus community that, like,
I mean, half the people still think that she's actually, you know.
Oh, everyone thinks she's part of the community. So, like, I understand that change a little more. And that happened a while ago.
Yeah.
That kind of
That one happened a long time ago. Yeah.
But, so, like, she's done this before. But, like, I don't. But also, I'll wait until you find the lyric because I want to move on to
I think this is it. She goes, this is what I thought it was, but when I was about to say it, it didn't sound like it make it sense. So it's, so go and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine. You won't mind if I say, and by the way, I hate that stupid pickup truck. So
she just like skips
it. She just skips it. Yeah.
So like, I get it, but I have beef with this line change and Better Than Revenge. Yes, I think she should have kept it.
No, I definitely more passionate about this line.
Oh, yeah, 100%. My next thought,
let's hear it,
is I feel like in this re-record, she enunciates so much more.
Do you like that or you don't?
Yes, I love it. Okay. Because I have this song, or this album has been with us for 13 years now.
Yeah.
Came out in 2010. So this album has been a part of my life for 13 years. Mm. And I forget what song it is.
Last Kiss, because I freaking love that song.
The best. But she says confetti in the one song. It's in Long Live.
Oh, yeah.
It's in Long Live. Hold on, let me pause it before we get copyrighted. She says, I don't know what I thought the lyric was. I think I just kind of mumbled my entire life knowing this song. But in the one portion of the song, it's like we like threw confetti or something like that. And when I first like listened to this, hold on to spinning around, confetti falls to the ground. That portion, I never knew it said confetti. I don't know what it said. I think I just mumbled.
I wonder what I thought, if I knew that or not. I did pick that up. That's specific.
I've no
idea. But I do. I love all the subtle changes. Yes, in
you
the
can
song.
Hear them.
Yeah, like I'm not very musically inept. Me either. Like, so like I can't tell you like, oh, there was a key change. Yeah, but I could just tell things.
There
sound
are
different.
Like I think that this is the out of because she's done. This is the third re-record that she's released.
Yes.
Right? Red.
No,
Fearless.
Four, isn't it?
Red, Fearless, Speak Now. What else did she re-record?
No, you're right. Because she didn't do 1989.
No. So this is the third re-record. So out of the three that she's re-recorded, I think I noticed the most changes in this one.
Really?
But, like, they're, like, subtle, just, like, little, I feel like, extra flares in the song.
You know what and this might be what I noticed as well. I think because these songs were written when she was so more juvenile in her career and, like, her voice was so younger in the original one, I feel like I can there are specific, like, enunciation things that I noticed that I'm like, oh, she sounds like an adult in those. Like, what was it? But Dear John.
Yeah.
I felt like I could hear her as an adult.
Yeah.
And I liked it. I really liked it. But
it's like, it is weird, though, because, like, there, like you said, there are portions of that song that, like, or of this album that I can, like, hear, like, the difference in the maturity. But there's still portions where I'm like, how does she still sound like this?
Oh, I 100% agree.
Yeah.
Like,
it's wild to me how. Like
she sounds close enough that you don't technically know the difference unless you're really listening.
I feel like when I'm listening to these episodes we record, I sound different in each one. Like, I don't know how this girl.
I know.
And also, my other thought is like, so did they have to go back in and like re-listen to the songs to like hear like what like how they layered the music and like how they layered her voice. Like, how did they do the re-record?
I mean, it is like a whole new team. That
That's what I mean.
It.
And like, do they have the like science? But like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't,
no,
I don't, I'm not musically inclined. So I don't know that I'm saying this in the right way.
Yeah.
But like,
I do,
I'd imagine it'd be hard.
Yeah. I do think Taylor was a part of a lot of all albums. Like,
oh,
100%. Obviously she wrote all of her songs, but I think that like you watch like behind the scene things that she releases now and you could see how much she is involved.
Yeah.
So I bet you she like probably has it written down. She kind of like is able to direct. She's probably directing.
Wasn't
the whole
thing. Speak Now the first album though that was fully written by her?
Yes, because Fearless she or I'm sorry. Well, yeah.
Isn't it? I thought because it was Taylor Swift Taylor Swift, Fearless, Speak Now.
Yes. Yeah. Speak Now might have been her
first. For some reason, I think that Speak Now was her first, like, fully written by her album.
It might have been. Yeah, because I can't remember about Fearless.
How do you think of the – all right, so what – do you have other thoughts just on, like, the
– No, I was going to talk about the From the Vault songs.
Okay, that's what I was going to move to. So what are your thoughts on the Six New?
So I will say, love my girl Taylor so much. I have liked other From the Vault songs better.
Same.
But again, it fits very well within the theme of them. So, like, I feel like if I was listening to them when it came out, jams. Like, love them. I do saw favorites. I really liked Timeless.
Okay, so, yeah, this is my, these are your original, like, first time
first
through listening.
Yes.
Because I
first
feel like since listening to them more, I have changed within the day.
Okay. Because, I listened to only one time through, and I really like Timeless. And then is it Foolish?
Yes.
Yeah, and I love
okay,
that one.
Yeah. So I love When Emma Falls in Love.
Okay.
And I liked that from the rip, and I still love that. My original second song out of the six that I liked was Foolish. Still love that. But now I think I like Timeless more than Foolish.
Okay.
All
good ones.
All good.
Yeah.
I don't love the Fall Out Boy one. Electric Touch or something?
Electric Touch. Yeah. So I need to quick tangent about this situation. So did we know that Fall Out Boy?
No.
Okay. Because I had definitely no idea. So I last night. This is what I dream about. I had a dream that I was on Taylor Swift's Instagram.
Yeah.
And for each of the songs, which this is not something that I would put past Taylor, but for every single one of the songs on her Instagram tile, like on the grid, she released like a photo shoot for each of the songs. So it like matched the vibe of the song.
Yeah.
And so I'm looking through these like photos and it's like all cool and colorful, whatever.
Yeah.
And one of them she has with My Chemical Romance.
Oh, okay.
So, not Fall Out Boy, but My Chemical Romance.
I thought you were going to say Panic at the Disco.
No. Okay. But, yeah, because he was on me. But I like, saw My Chemical Romance, and I was like, why is he in this picture? Yeah. And in my dream, I was like, oh, it must mean that this is a feature song.
Oh, yeah.
Which... did not even expect a feature song to be on Speak Now, because, like, she was not doing features back then at all. And then I wake up and she has a feature song with Fall, which isn't that far off. I'm sure true fans would.
No, that's not far off. Yeah. I mean, it's very much the same weird genre.
Yeah.
Very weird. Do we think that Fall Out Boy was the original intention?
I have no idea.
Like, do you think back then that was, like, going to be her and Fall Out Boy and then she decided to cut it? Or do you think this was a new...
I think it was probably a new ad.
I just find it to be a random choice.
Well, so let's think back in, like, what did this come out?
2010.
Was Fall Out Boy big then?
Yeah.
So maybe it was?
That Fall Out Boy was bigger then than they are now, I would argue.
For sure. Yeah. They were definitely... I just wasn't sure.
You know, because I remember I went through, like, Fall Out Boy, I went through a phase, and that was, like, 8th and 9th grade, and this would have come out in, like, 9th, 10th grade.
Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe she had a thought, but again, back then she wasn't really doing
it. Just seemed like an odd choice to me. I mean, the song is good, but it's just like not like, I don't know that I'm going to gravitate towards it.
I don't think I will either.
Also, my only other thought about this is I was really hoping for, like, I mean, Fearless was obviously such a massive re-record. That was 31 songs, right?
Well, so I heard that she might be releasing more songs from the vault.
From Speak Now.
Yes.
Okay. Because I don't know. I was a little disappointed with six. I was expecting more, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because how many were on Red? I feel like Red was massive,
Red
too.
Also had a pretty decent from the vault list.
Yeah, Red. Red, Taylor's version has...
how many total?
31, and then Fearless has...
I think Fearless probably had the most, right?
26, Red has the most.
Oh.
But still, 26, and Speak Now only has... okay, 23 only. Well, no, 22, because she has the surprise announcement.
Yeah, the surprise announcement doesn't count.
I saw the surprise announcement, and I was like...
it was a new... me too! Yeah. I was like, there's a new surprise announcement.
And then I saw it, and I'm like, wait, I think I've seen this. And then I was like, oh, what the
fuck?
It
was from her concert.
Yeah, which, like, I mean, I guess I get, but whatever.
Yeah, but...
so, but overall, this is the one I've been waiting for.
Yeah.
Is this the one you want?
Fearless actually was one of my biggest ones. Just because I love that album.
Yeah. So do we think she obviously still has to do 1989 and TS1?
I think 1989, she's waiting to figure out if Harry Styles is going to be a thing.
I swear to God.
It would serve them both so well.
So, like,
that would be a hit.
Talk about breaking the fucking internet.
It would be a hit.
Like, oh my God. If that doesn't happen... that's just...
so I think half of it is probably because that's happening. But also, what was this guy she was just having a fling with? What's his name?
Oh,
Matt Healy.
Maddie Healy.
She was recording with him, too, for something.
But I don't know...
if he was just hanging out in there. Yeah. I don't know either. But, like, I wouldn't put it past...
Who do they think she's dating now?
Oh,
they already moved on to someone new.
Oh, I didn't hear this.
Yeah, it was really quick. Fuck, who was it?
Is it I was gonna ask, is it a celebrity? But
yeah, it is. Who? It was Maddie Healy, and then there was someone quick right after.
I don't know. Was it? Yeah, this is news to me.
I swore there was another one. Who was Taylor Swift dating?
We're doing a lot of Googling.
We are. I swore there was someone, like, really, like, briefly after Maddie Healy. Am I making this up? Someone please tell me if I'm making this up.
Yeah, let us know if... we'll do more research.
Yeah.
We can do some digging. Maybe I'll for the next episode, we'll
give you an update. I swore there was someone, like, really quickly after, and I was like, what?
Maybe she was pictured with someone that you're thinking of. We can look it up.
Yeah.
But
I'll look it up. But, yeah, I'm very happy with the re-record.
Now that we talked about it for 19 minutes.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Sorry, guys. You know that we have to sprinkle.
This is not the episode.
No. We actually have a good episode.
Yeah, this is a... I'm excited about this episode.
Yes. So, do you want to introduce the topic?
Sure. So this episode, we are going to be talking about the third location. So this is an idea that I originally found on TikTok. And
you
then,
sent this to me months ago. Yeah. And you're like, when we bring the podcast back, let's talk about it.
Yeah, because I found it so interesting. So then I did a bit of a deep dive. So the third location is a sociological term for a communal space for people to meet, chat, you know, connect, build some sort of a community. And sorry, too much Diet Coke.
We, of course, have our McDonald's DCs.
Of course. But the term was coined by Ray Oldenburg, who described third locations as the living room of society. They're called the living room of society, but he referred to them as the anchors of community. So it's like really where people go to interact and, you know, they're very much a foundation of the community. The concern is that we have lost the third place due to mainly societal shifts like technology, social media, things like that. But really, it's much more complex than that. And things like polarization of views, which we've talked about on here, the splintering of Christianity being like the default religion in America, as well as like urban sprawl and, you know, the dependency of that we have on cars nowadays. So like in urban communities and urban settings, you know, you're walking down the street, it's a lot more walking, things are close together, and it really like fosters more spontaneous connection and like talking amongst your neighbors, and communication through foot traffic and like shopping to local businesses and small businesses and things like that. Like when you're in an urban community, people pretty much walk everywhere to do everything. But now suburbs are obviously, I think, where a majority of people live nowadays. Like, I mean, yeah, obviously
cities are popular.
Cities are very populated, but like suburbs are still very popular.
Especially I think when you take a snapshot of like all of our local friend groups, yeah, and like your local people who you know, mm-hmm, most are probably in a suburb, yeah, at this point.
And now that suburbs are so like separated or often separated from like shopping areas, our third location options have like really dwindled because of that. Because if you think about it, at least in the suburban areas, is like the areas that we frequent are all based around convenience and like our on the go kind of culture and attitude. So like we have our secluded neighborhoods in the suburbs, but then anywhere you have to go outside of that, like a restaurant, shopping, things like that, like it's all drive-throughs, mm-hmm, and like takeout, and like you can go and sit at a restaurant, but there really aren't places where people just go and they're like, I'm bored on a Sunday afternoon, I'm just going to go to this coffee shop or this wherever and sit and interact.
Honestly, I think if anything, people are avoiding
exactly
the facial interaction, and like they were using DoorDash and Instacart. Right. And
that brings up another point, but like same thing with shopping is now people so like with the presence of online shopping, like I have to be really in a pinch for me to actually be out physically shopping somewhere.
Agreed.
Like, we all shop online so much. And so that kind of poses the question of like, so what are we left with? Like within a suburban community, specifically a bar,
yeah,
like what else do people do? And then that just kind of fosters people just getting drunk, yeah, and like hanging out with the same people,
yeah,
that we already see anyways, which, yeah, is kind of the whole thing. So this also brings up the idea that, so typically the third location is like your first location is your home, your second location is your work or school, and then the third location is that kind of like pillar of society where we all meet and like really like build a sense of
the community, aspect of
and
it.
And a lot of other, you know, or in previous or like, I don't know why olden times came to mind, but literally what, 5 years ago pre-pandemic,
yeah,
like the work or school is like that second pillar or that second location where like you also met people,
right,
and like created that bond and that community. And now all, like a lot of people, you and I included, our first location and our second location have merged into one.
The same location, yeah.
And so now for our generation specifically, but it's even, I think, bled over into like some of the older generations, is that third location has been like an online presence, like online communities, social media, things like that. So then what do we do when locations 1, 2, and 3 are all within your home?
Yeah.
And so that's the kind of the thing, is like this lack of a third community or third location is really like affecting the community. But then also it poses the fact or the question of, you know, while social media as a third location can be great for a lot of things, mm-hmm. has it also affected the way that we communicate and interact with one another? 1000%.
Absolutely. That was one of the first things I was thinking when yeah. you originally shared this. Like, that was the biggest thing for me. I was like, completely agree. Social media is definitely one of our communities. Like, that's the pillar now. And yeah, like there is so much good that can come out of it. Mm-hmm. Like, I think we even talked about this before. Like, we are so much closer and have so many quantity numbers mm-hmm. of friends still from high school. Mm-hmm. than our parents did. Like, yeah. I think my parents would stay in touch with like one or two people from right. their high school, but because people move out and you had a home phone number, and that's about the only time yeah. you really talk to anybody. Now, social media has caused it to be a platform that it's not that weird if I haven't seen someone in 3 years and we say, hey, let's get a drink tonight yeah. because
I know what they're doing.
I know what their life looks like. But on the other hand, I think it's a huge thing. And I'm curious to see, like, especially in like the dating life, mm. I feel like people are so different online yeah. and then you get to meet them in person and it's like it's a different persona.
And to be fair too, even just as far as like online dating goes, when you're talking to someone online, it is so hard to meet someone online that you don't know from Adam and like have a good conversation with them.
Yeah.
Like the amount of conversations that I had when I was like online, when I was like on the apps that were just like trash.
Yeah.
Until I had a conversation with someone that was actually good and like made me want to meet up with them. Like it was way more conversations that was like, this is so boring. Do you even have a personality? Blah, blah,
and
blah.
And I think that's because people like are on social media. There's kind of like this like,
yeah,
rule book everyone's following of like how it all goes.
Yeah.
Whereas like if social media didn't exist and people were meeting in this third mm-hmm. location, people were randomly, it would cut out all of that yeah. BS and you would just be having a natural conversation, which is the ones right. you clicked with mm-hmm. are natural conversations.
Yeah. And that's the thing too. And it's hard to do because it's, you know, hard to have those conversations online and like pick up on like sarcasm and like what you're joking about and things like that. Whereas I'm sure a lot of those people that I talk to online, if I did meet them in person, probably would have had a much yeah. better experience. I'm sure some, not yeah. so much. But even so, like I know we would always joke around, Yumi and Allie, when we would like be like on My Hinge, like joking around, like, and you guys were like, oh, like, let me swipe or whatever. And they'd be reading my conversations and they'd be like, you're so good at like online conversations. And I'm like, yeah, but I'm not going to in person. Like, there's also that opposite yeah, effect of yeah. like what, like someone who's like really witty online or can like,
it's so different
in has person. The time to think of a comeback, but then like, just not there in person.
Right.
There's like that same.
And it's funny because and this is more like pre-social media era. Yeah. Like, so let's say like 10 years ago,
yeah.
There's like two different personas now. Mm-hmm. There's an online persona and your in-person persona, where that was not split before.
No.
So it's just very, very different. Mm-hmm. And even now, like, I think you could say, again, third location situation, pre-10 years ago, so many more people were meeting naturally in bars, mm-hmm. naturally out and about, naturally at the gym. Now, how many people do you know who met on an app or even Match.com before yeah. the apps exist, or eHarmony? Or I even have a couple people I know that met on like online gaming sites. Like,
oh, that's
like
funny.
Just like yeah. community. Again, going back years, but yeah. That's now a third location where yeah. people are meeting people.
Which is like great, but it's also just like we're missing the fact, because like I know for me, like I am not good at just like, I would never just walk up to someone and like strike a conversation.
Right.
And like I think my parents, when I talk about dating, it's just so foreign to them. And they're like, what do you mean? Like, just go to a bar. I'm sure someone will talk to you. And I'm like, no, like, it's just not like that. Like, people don't come up to you. And like, to be fair, I don't go up to anyone else either.
Right.
We don't know. We don't know how to like build that casual connection.
It's not in our culture anymore. No.
And it's like weird. Like, yeah, if someone does come up to you, it's like, leave me the fuck alone.
You're like, you're creepy.
Yeah. Like, once if someone comes up and just strikes up a conversation with me, I'm like, okay, yeah, enough. Like,
yeah.
Which, and that's an
right.
issue.
Right.
Yeah, so I just feel like it's interesting to me, because then I was like kind of reflecting on myself of like, what is my third location?
Yeah.
I don't know that I have one.
Do you have a second location?
No. And funny enough, because Tyler just came down when you were upstairs putting Casey down, and he was like, oh, like, what are the episodes tonight? And I told him, he's like, oh, the third location one. Like, that's so interesting. We were talking about that. And I'm like, yeah, I'm like, for me, like, I need to get a second location, because yeah, my first and second are in the same place.
Yeah.
So it is like, I don't know where I like just recently, I just joined a gym and got like a mm-hmm. personal trainer around my new apartment. But like, I don't expect to build a community there.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Some people build their community around their gym.
Yeah.
I was going to say, like, as you were talking, I used to belong to Lifetime, and I would say that is definitely more of like a community space.
But yeah,
again, me personally at Lifetime, I don't want anyone to talk to me.
Yeah.
Like, they'll host like happy hours. And
I'm not going. No,
some people
like,
but I do not.
Definitely a space where I don't want to interact with, like, no. Sure, when I'm there to be with my personal trainer, yeah, I obviously interact with her, but I'm not like going there to seek. And I think that's kind of the other issue too, is like, I'm not really maybe seeking the third community. Like,
right,
I feel like I have my people, and like, I don't think that that's like a good mindset to have, like the whole,
no,
like, no new friends thing. And I don't even mean for it to be that way, but
yeah,
I feel like I'm very like content with like the,
yeah,
community I do have.
Right.
And I don't really like set myself up for a larger community or more,
yeah,
but like, it is important. And it's,
yeah,
so it's interesting too, because it made me think of what it's like, the quote where it's like, oh, like, you haven't met all of the people that you're going to love in your life, which I just think is like, I don't know, sweet.
Yeah.
And it's so true. Like, especially when
soft
I think,
Annie.
I know, when I think about like my life 5 years ago, like, there's people in my life now that I couldn't imagine not being in my life, that I had no idea. I didn't know who they were then.
Right.
So it is funny how that does happen, but, and I met those people at work.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
so it's, I don't know, it's just so weird. And as much as I love the whole like work from home thing, and I,
yeah,
am fully remote and have no intention of going into an office, it is like, you do,
yeah,
meet people.
No, I 100% agree, because I, pre-pandemic, like, I had a group at work,
yeah,
and we would go out for a happy hour. We would do things together. We would celebrate each other's birthdays,
yeah,
in the office and outside the office. And like, we built a community together that, thankfully, because I had that community, it did last good amount of time. But now I would say, like, I'm definitely not as close with them,
yeah,
because I haven't seen them in so long. I see them once a month when we have to go into the office for, like, our one group department day. And
yeah,
it's just, like, so different, because they were my community, and now it's just, like, you're just a coworker. And it's sad, because, like, I did love having separate,
yeah,
groups. But, again, I'm also not running off to the office, because,
no,
I could go into the office more.
Yeah.
I just don't want to.
Yeah, and you have other priorities that you're,
yeah,
dealing with.
But it is hard. Like, there'll be days, and me and Tyler will talk about it, where it gets to you. Like,
yeah,
I think, yeah, you're so content and comfortable, but I think there's some days where you're just like, I do nothing, but I don't leave my house.
Yeah.
Unless I'm running an errand, I'm not leaving,
yes,
my house.
And I wonder too, like, I don't know what made me just think of this when you were talking about like the whole work thing of like, shows like The Office and like Abbott Elementary and things like that, where it's very like workplace central, and it's like they're all building like their community at work, and like all the people they interact with are people from work, and the people that they end up like falling in love with and marrying and things like that. And I obviously love those shows,
yeah,
and, like, obsessed with them, but I haven't had an experience that relates to that. Like, sure, I've made friends at work, but,
yeah,
like, one or two. I've never had like a work romance or like been that involved,
right,
in my work community. And I think a lot of people kind of have the mindset of like, don't shit where you eat. Like, I wouldn't. My mom's always like, you might find someone at work. And I'm like, that's like actually the last place I want to find someone.
Right, right.
But I wonder if, like, and I'm sure this will happen, but like down the line, years from now, if those shows will be like a little, like, be dated and kind of.
People are kind of like, how? That's how so unrealistic. That,
yeah, like with the whole like work from home thing being, I think. Maybe not the dorm. That's, I think, stretching it. But definitely a big part of a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
And I find, too, kind of going back to, like, what you said where it does get to you, of, like, from, like, the whole mental health standpoint and especially kind of pulling in social media here is, like, and we've talked about this before, is, like, you can be, like, in a, like, a specific headspace that's, like, maybe negative or something or worrying about something, like, going on in your life. And then, you know, all the algorithms for all of the social media platforms that we have are all based on, like, spitting out what you're currently consuming and, like, engaging with.
Right.
So, like, if you're stuck in a mindset or a thought process and, like, the algorithm is just pushing out more and more videos to feed into that, I think the lack of variety within your, what's the word I'm looking for? A lack of variety, like, within, like, places you frequent, like, and stuff, when your three locations are all in your home because you work from home and you socialize through social media from home, I think it can make your life feel so much smaller and so much shrunken down and so much more, like, not taking your life too seriously. And I feel like when you have more variety of, like, where you frequent and go, it just pulls you out of that headspace. Yeah. And so I think even, like, I mean, I've only been there a month, but, like, obviously I lived in Philly before, but, like, Manayunk was a very kind of, like, secluded, it wasn't a suburb, but, like, a secluded neighborhood of the city. So, and I still was going into the office. So I still was driving and going other places. Now, like, coming, like, I haven't moved my car in, like, I think over a week since, like, coming to, like, your house tonight. And so all the places I go are all places, like, that I'm walking to in the city. And I have to say, it really does, like, I feel like I'm go so many more places now that I'm, like, living.
You probably feel a part of that community way more than you did even at Manayunk.
Yeah, and that's not even, like, and I've barely infiltrated the community, you know?
Like, it's just the
beginning. So it is interesting, though, because I feel like it really, like, kind of pulls you out and, like, makes your life feel a lot bigger.
Yeah, and I think that's important, too, because I would categorize, like, our friend group as one of my communities.
Yeah.
But because we all live separate lives in separate areas, it's not, like, a easy community to interact with.
And we're all over the place. Like,
Right. Everyone is in a different spot. And so it's actually hard to get together. So I think that's, like, a big negative side to living in the suburbs is I don't have another community. Yeah. I was thinking when we were going to plan this episode, I was like, you know what? I think one of my locations, which is a community, is my neighborhood. I live in a neighborhood that is very social.
I was going to say, like, block parties.
Like, I have friend groups here. We have couples that we hang out with on a regular basis, sometimes on a weekly basis. And so it's like, I do have a group and, you know, you walk outside, you take a walk and every, you know, every which person, you know, all their life stories, all the, like, drama. And love I that. Think that is, oh yeah, I love it. I think that is one of my locations now because it is, like, a new spot. I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, because it is, I guess it's kind of like your comparison to your neighborhood. Just your neighborhood looks a lot different than what mine looks like. So I think that that's helpful. But again, that's, like, my only one. And that's still where I live.
I'm curious, too, what you think, because, and I, like, brought this up when I was kind of going through, like, what past community or what third locations used to look like, I guess, when they did exist. But, like, you definitely at one point were a part of, like, a religious type of community. And you had that community that you belong to and stuff. And granted, I had that growing up, but that's not part of my life anymore. And it's interesting because that was, like, one of the points was how, like, the split in Christianity and kind of, I think, our generations and the generations younger than us kind of, what's the word? Like, our... There, I feel like there's less and less religious people within our generations than previous ones.
I think it's less of people's, like, whole personality and identity.
And even, but, like, for you, when you had that as, like, kind of a third location for you, was that, did you view it in that light?
So that's a really great point. I didn't, but now that looking back and like part of this conversation, I would say it probably was a third location because it was a whole different set of new people. Mm-hmm. I was like meeting them and like became friends with a lot of them. We would do things outside of like the church walls. Like, so those who didn't know, I was a volunteer actually for high school students, mm-hmm. which I love doing mentoring type stuff. So that's kind of what piqued my interest. Like I did that in college. I did it in high school. And then also like did this after mm-hmm. college to do something just to like mentor like kids. Cause I love mm-hmm. that. And so all the other mentors, like it did become part of the community. I would go to church every Sunday. Mm-hmm. I would do things. I went on a trip with all of them.
I
was involved.
Yeah. You were very much involved.
And it was a location, and I do miss the aspect of, and this isn't like religious or not, I do mm-hmm. miss the aspect of having these locations because you meet so many different people at yeah. each one. I do think though, the way that if I went tomorrow, like that is how they view themselves as mm-hmm. a community, as a location. Like, yeah. you know, there's coffee and food like before and after the events. They hold events at the church. Like mm-hmm. they try and make it a thing. But yeah. like you said, it's just so different nowadays. And yeah. especially the church I went to was non-denominational. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit less of even what you're talking about. Yeah. Like when people would go to like a Catholic church on cult-y. Sunday.
Sorry, that was mean.
But I think like I actually follow this it's so random I follow, but you know when you just go down like rabbit hole and yeah. just end up liking random thing. I follow this Orthodox Jewish woman
yeah.
on TikTok because she talks about her life as an Orthodox woman.
Yeah.
That is insane. And again, yeah. everyone can practice whatever you believe in. Like
no,
totally
it's interesting.
It is so interesting. But that is a community. Mm-hmm. They actually don't even associate outside of that community because
I follow
it's
an
so...
Amish woman, and it's like my I comment on her videos all the time and ask her questions. Like during COVID, I was like, do the Amish know that yeah. COVID is happening? Like I was
what is
Amish? I comment on her videos all the time. Like well, I am
that is
so enthralled and so curious.
Well, and it's like it is super interesting, but like that's like a perfect example yeah. of that is your community and that is like a location and they yeah. turn that into the watering hole per se.
I feel like that too. Like, I feel like there's less and less communities kind of like that, where like the community is your whole personality, which, and I don't mean that in like a dickish way, but yeah. like I'm trying to think of communities that I identify that with. And it's like, any sort of like religious community like that, where it's like, okay, that's like a big part of your life.
Right.
And then the only other one I can think of is like CrossFit.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know? Yeah. Like I'm trying to think, like, I feel like people are less and less identified by, yeah. I don't know if that's true.
No, I would say like, I think gym fitness folks yeah. in general, because I think you could say the same for like spin
yeah,
girls,
Pilates.
And, like, yeah. Like I think that they do identify.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like weird because like I don't think, and it's almost like one of those, it's like a hobby, not that religion's a hobby, but it's.
Yeah, I mean, it fills your time.
It fills your time. And I don't really have, not that I don't have hobbies,
yeah.
but I don't go to a place.
I don't know
for
that I
hobby.
Have like community hobbies.
Yes. I feel like I should get
Maybe
some.
I need a community hobby. Yeah. What will my community hobby be though?
I don't know.
Like, it's just interesting.
Yeah.
Because I was, you know, obviously contemplating this, and I'm like, and this was another thing that I, when I was like kind of doing my research that was brought up. Another thing is there used to be so many more third locations that were cost free. So
yeah.
you could go, you didn't have to pay. Like it was just really like a gathering place for
yeah.
people, and you didn't have to spend money. And we have less and less
yeah.
places where people can do that.
Yeah.
And the places where that is a thing, let's say a free park.
Yeah.
If someone came up to you and talked in the park, you'd be like, get away
yeah,
from me.
Yeah, this is like
so it's
standard
like,
danger.
Yeah, so it's kind of yeah. like if you want to be part of a community where like that like the cultivation of like that communication is there and it's not weird,
yeah.
you have to pay for it. And yeah. it's just, I mean, that's hard for people. Like not every hobby one is yeah. super cost efficient, but like not everyone, people can barely afford eggs. Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like it's not, it's hard.
Yeah. And I do think too, part of this, as you were talking about, that kind of reminded me that I think part of the reason that a third location isn't a thing anymore is because so many people branched off and have so many different hobbies and interests and likes and dislikes. Because I think if you really are pushing back, and this is like totally stereotyping, but if we're just talking in general terms, you know, on a Friday night, everyone was going to the drive-in movie theater.
Yeah.
Everyone was going, and that was, you saw everyone who was anyone going to
like
town.
The diner, and maybe I just watched too much Riverdale, but like, I think that's the thing.
But that's like, you know, there was specific spots that like, if you weren't going there, like, if you watch any old show, like Saved by the Bell or like, you know,
there was a
step by step.
There really was a spot. It's so true. Like in those old sitcoms, it was like the house, the school, and the third location.
And there was
Friends,
always a spot.
It was like their King apartment, the two apartments, and then the coffee shop.
Right.
Like there is always a third location.
Yeah.
Damn. Yeah. I didn't even think of that. It's so true.
So it's like, and I think, and again, now people became their own people and they become their own things and they do their own interests and there is less of that like group community aspect. Like we can even argue, you know, back in middle school days, Center Ice was our
Center Ice
location.
The mall.
The mall.
The movies.
Like, you weren't there.
Max
Friday
and Irma's.
Max
tortilla
and
soup.
Their cookies.
Their warm chocolate chip
Order
cookies.
Them right when you get there.
Guys, I miss Max and Irma's.
So good. But yeah, so like I think that is part of the reason. Yeah. But I do, as we talk about this, when we talked about the first time, talking about it now, it definitely makes me want to either like start making more of an effort to work on my work community or like find a different second location. Like you need at least two locations.
Yeah. And that's the thing. I have one location.
Yeah.
My bedroom is where, and this is an interesting thought too, that I was talking with like a couple people about. Cause you know, in college, I'm an only child. We know this. I grew up an only child. I don't know why I felt the need to reiterate that. But so I didn't have like, I don't know. I obviously spent a lot of time alone. I had like my neighborhood friends, my school friends, you guys, but like I spent a lot of time alone. Then I went to college and I, you know, had a roommate and hi Jess. And, we were so ingrained in each other's lives because we both played lacrosse and like whatever and lived together that like when we did have a free moment to be at the house, we were in our rooms.
Yeah.
Unless it was like we were drunk and like, or we were like pre-gaming or like getting ready to go out, or like we were drunk at the end of the night and watching Devil Wears Prada eating pizza in the living room. Like that's really the only time I was in the living room.
Yeah. You were still
going
to
and
your
then
own spot.
I lived by myself. And it was a studio apartment, so, like, whatever. Then I moved in with Morgan and Molly. And Morgan was, like, always in the living room. And it was so bizarre to me, like, how much time she spent in the living room. And naturally, you know, my best friend. So, like, I would sit down there with her. We would watch shows. Like, she got me into Bravo, everything like that. So I spent a lot more time in the living room. Mm-hmm. And then now I have a new roommate. I live with Erica. And she spends, like, I'll sometimes come downstairs or come into the apartment, and she's just sitting in the living room. And I'm like, is it me? Like, I find that to be so bizarre.
Like, I would like to just be in my room.
Like,
please.
I just, yeah. Like, I am totally content just being in my bedroom.
I would say that's probably a you thing. Because, though, in college, I will say, I think, because of how stimulating college is and how much you are around everybody, I do agree that, like, there were many times. Like, we did not all communally hang out in our living room often.
Yeah.
That wasn't a thing.
I was kind of talking about this with my mom the other night. She, like, called me, and I was in my room, and she's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, I'm in my room. She's like, oh, why? Like, are you okay? Like, is everything fine? I'm like, yeah, everything's like actually great.
I chose this.
Yeah. And she's like, well, why? Where's Erica? I'm like, I don't know, downstairs in a room, something. She's like, well, why aren't you together? And I'm like, I like, you know, I do like my alone time actually more than being with other people. And she's like, that's just so sad to me. Like, why don't you go to the living room and sit together? I'm like, I don't want to do that. Yeah. I want to sit in my room.
I think it's all about how you recharge. And that's like,
that's
you
true.
Recharge by yourself.
Yeah.
Because you probably grew up recharging by yourself.
Yeah. But I kind of was wondering thinking about like when I was reading how like it's referred to as the living room of the community. I'm like, I wonder if my lack of a need to seek that is also because I also don't seek the living room within my own home.
The literal living room.
But I think I do want to try at least to be more friendly with people while out. Like, I'm just, like, so, like, I feel like I get spooked, like, when people interact with me, like, when I don't know, and I'm like, oh, why are you talking to me? Where I'm just, like, No, maybe like actually try and smile at someone, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it is so interesting to think, like, we, like you said, we probably are going to have so many more people in our lives.
Yeah. And I'm so excited
for that. We don't know than we already currently do, which is like so exciting. But to me right now, I'm kind of like, how?
I know, like, you try and
where?
Envision like the space and where,
yeah,
how you could even have more people.
Right.
My voice sounded weird there. How you could even have more people. Right. And right now I'm like, where would I even fit it in? But like, I know that that's going to happen.
Yeah.
But it's just so, I don't know. It's so wild to me.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I just thought the idea of the third location was very interesting.
Yeah, and this is definitely an interesting topic.
Made me think about like where am I at, like we said, I need to find a second location before I find a third. But kind of branching out a little more and trying to be a little more involved. Because I feel like if maybe we're like more aware of it and everyone tries to make an effort, but you know.
Yeah. I know.
Can we all like, come together?
If we all put in the effort.
Do we need a Disney Channel?
We do.
We need a spokesperson.
Celebrity come together song. What was that song?
Oh, everyone came together to sing. What was that?
Like, we are the world.
Yeah.
We are the children.
Some could argue
everybody together.
Taylor Swift is a community. Can a Taylor Swift concert is a third location.
Can we just do that every weekend? That would be great.
Oh, and I kind of want, I know this is getting to be a long episode now, but kind of what I was thinking, and Jenna Palick from TikTok, Funnel Weekdays thing.
Yes.
I was thinking about like that as like a third community that was kind of like built on social media and then like brought out into real life.
And I think that was her point, like that you could do more than just your work life.
But I think that's like, I don't think she's ever done an event here, but like, I think it's cool that like if I had moved to a new city and she did one, like I think that would be something really interesting to go to.
Yeah.
And like, cause it's so true, because people who move
away
from like their community often are looking for that third place, and it's just not there.
Yeah. I have like always thought about like doing, I think it's on like Meetup is like a website that literally you could find,
go for a walk,
walking clubs,
book
clubs. And I've always thought about maybe joining a book club just to like meet new people and again, expand my community, expand my locations. I've never done it. Maybe this episode will kind of prompt me to check it out again.
Cause I've always just, like I said, been like of the idea that like, I don't need any more, no new friends.
Yeah.
But that's not a good mindset to have.
No, I know. But it's like,
and I don't want to be that person.
I think you can be content with your friends and you can be content with your life. But like you said, if you work on being just more open.
Yeah.
If it happens, it happens. I don't think you have to like force anything.
Yeah.
So. That was went a lot of different ways.
I said my piece. That was my piece in third locations.
Very curious to see what everyone else thinks. And if you guys actually have three locations, I'd be curious.
Do you have three locations? And, like, what is your third location?
Yeah.
And if you have any recommendations. If your third location has some open spots, let Laura and I know. We're on the hunt for a third location.
We're on the hunt.
I think that's all we have for you guys today.
Yeah, I think that's it. Stay tuned for more episodes from us and...
I don't know when, but they'll come, I promise.
They'll come.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Girl Vibes Only podcast. We hope you enjoyed this episode and stick around for more every Monday morning. Be sure to follow us on Instagram at Girl Vibes Only. That's GRL Vibes Only. To stay up to date on our latest content, and be sure to subscribe to our podcast so you never miss an episode. TTYL XOXO, Girl Vibes Only.